السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 14th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, we focus on chapter 10, Surah Yunus, and verses number 66 to verse number 70. To recap our previous lesson and today's lesson, we dedicate to all our shuhada and martyrs and marhumin, whether it be in Sudan or in Syria, whether it be in Gaza or whether it be in the West Bank and in Palestine, whether it be in Burma or whether it be in Kashmir Day in India. So daily we should make dua for all the marhumin and all the shuhada and deceased people who passed away with Iman and Islam. The beautiful, complete, comprehensive dua is mentioned and enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. O beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. So everybody is included, alhamdulillah. Yesterday's topic was regarding the awliyaullah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, Allah, behold, pay attention, verily the awliyaullah, the true friends of Almighty Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. There is no fear for them regarding the future. There is no sadness for them regarding the past. And the only place in the entire corpus of hadith, books and compilations you will find, that the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل حديث قدسي. Allah Jalla Wala states, من عاد لي وليا, whosoever causes harm to my awliyaullah, my special friends, فقد آذنته بالحرب, I will wage war against him. Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, prime minister of Israel, he martyred and murdered Sheikh Ahmed Yasin Nawarullah Mirqadahu, the founder of Hamas in 1987. And then he suffered a stroke and he stayed in Sakarat in the pains and pangs of death for 8 years. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. You watch what will happen to Netanyahu, the war criminal, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, and all these characters, Cohen and Katz, and all these haramis and war criminals. But who are the awliyaullah? Not people like me and you. We are sanctimonious, we have a double identity. In front of people with somebody else, in private life with somebody else. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They have true iman and they have taqwa. They fear Almighty Allah out of love for Almighty Allah, all times, all places, all circumstances, fil khalwa wal jalwa, in privacy and public. وكانوا يتقون. كانوا came there before يتقون for استمرار. Always, all places, all times and all circumstances. Then Allah give them بشارة. Allah loves them. لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. For them there's glad tidings in this worldly life. How he or she will see the dream, or other people will see them in a dream, and that's in this world. وفي الآخرة. And when your father, mother, ustad, somebody passes away, your peer, sahab, your sheikh, and he was a person of righteousness, you see them in a dream and they're smiling with you and they're happy. So you must continue with the dua and charity and so forth. La tabdila li kalimati Allah. There is no one who can change the words of Allah, the constitution of Allah, man-made constitution, American constitution, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, but Allah no amendments. Zalika wal fawzul azim. That is the supreme success. Today that is lacking in our society. My beloved Nanima, so she passed away on the 27th night Ramadan, very, very pious. When she used to come to our hometown, Heidelberg, because my mother is invited, please mommy come, you see, so she come. We used to sit on the cement, sometimes sit on the line, no carpet, and there was no carpet in our house that time. In the old house, you must remember tapete, you know, and tapete is our word we used to use in the shop, or lino, or there's cement, you just sit quietly there. She used to sit on the bed, and she used to tell us, Hazrat Pirade Pir, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he chava. She speaks Memon, obviously, so she tell. And she tell her stories. By the time everything is finished, we're all crying and tearing. So they made Tarqiqul Qulub. They made us love the deen of Islam. They brought about the Mahabba. So today the father, mother, mother-in-law, father-in-law, son-in-law, 90% all watching soccer, cricket, movies. So what love is going to come in? The shaitan's love will come in. Secularism's love will come in. Capitalism's love will come in. Zionism's love will come in. Your whole movie industry is run by Hollywood, Bollywood. So both our arch enemies, the Jutlas and the Hindus and Mushrikeen. So that is how. Now how are we going to get the love of Allah Jalla Wala? How are we going to get the love of Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts? How are we going to get the love of Islam and Sharia in our hearts? So when you study the lives of Sahaba, Sahaba radiallahu anhum were the greatest awliyaullah. On that you must remember this ijma and consensus. Ikhtarahumullahu li suhbati nabiyihi wa iqamati deenihi. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu warda, the grand mufti of the Sahaba and companions, used to say, Allah Jalla Wala selected them for the companionship of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to establish this deen of Islam. So read the awliyaullah who visit Iraq, Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, then you find Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, then you find Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, then you find Imam Abu Hanifa, then you find Imam Abu Yusuf, you'll find the graves of Sahaba, that Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu an, Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu an, Hazrat Ma'ruf Karakhi radiallahu an, the giants of this ummah are there. So, and then you go to Karbala, Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu warda, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember the Nawasa, beloved grandson of the Master alayhi salam. So a country worth visiting, remember that. If you know your history, then you will understand it. In many other countries, mashallah. So that is how Allah Ta'ala shows us the way of success. Follow the path Allah chalked out for us. Follow Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's noble example. Follow the beloved Sahaba. For all this is Quran, chapter 40, verse 7, Allah Ta'ala. Chapter 3, verse 31, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 9, verse 100, follow the beloved Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Chapter 31, verse 15, wattabi' sabila man anaba ilayh. Follow the path of those people who have turned to me, the awliyaullah and the imams. Then when you speak the truth, remember people will criticize you, castigate you, condemn you. Ya Rasulullah, they speak so many things against you. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Their speech, their derogatory statements, their unsavory remarks, it must not cause you sadness and grief. إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Izzah, honor, power is solely only in the possession of Almighty Allah, everything. How many a time people are plotting, planning against you? In Arabic, there's a proverb, it's not a hadith, it's a saying. مَنْ حَفَرَ حُفْرَةً لِأَخِيهِ وَقَعَ فِيهَا. They dug a hole for you, but they themselves fell inside. Allah's system is that. هو السميع العليم. He, Allah Azza wa Jalla, is all-hearing and all-knowing. Remember, the Muslim magazine is also available now, so you should procure and buy a copy. The November-December edition, I just received my copy yesterday. Excellent articles there, especially for you, the married couples and so forth. Many things to learn. We just carry on like sheep. Follow the Pied Piper. You must follow the deed. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. Say, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَذِي سَبِيلِي. This is my way and my path. I invite towards Almighty Allah ala basiratin. On knowledge, on proof, on evidence. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. I and those who follow me immaculately, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So everything, morning to evening, evening to morning, what we do, we must look for the evidence for it. Not just follow like blind sheep and all these kind of things there. So that is Islam. Now let's come to chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses 66 to verse 70. Allah, again, behold, pay attention. Inna lillahi man fis samawati wa man fil ard. Whosoever is in the skies, the celestial creation, whether it be the malaika, the jinnat, or whoever else, or Isa alayhi salatu salam, the celestial creation, or man fil earth, and whoever is on the terrestrial creation, on the land and sand, me and you, we all belong to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. See, I told you, but you forget, selective amnesia. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses number 66, verse 66. Allah speaks of animate objects, me and you who have life. And in chapter 10, verse number 55, Allah Ta'ala said, Allah, inna lillahi ma fis samawati wal ardh. Whatever is in the heavens and skies, inanimate object, all that belongs to Almighty Allah. So animate, inanimate, with life, without life, remember, everybody, everything, we belong to Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. He is the King of Kings, the only Khaliq and the only Malik. He created this entire cosmos and universe, and He's the only possessor. My farm, my shop, my house, my double story, triple story, my warehouse, my factory, all that is temporary. We came without anything and we'll leave without anything. So Allah is drawing our attention. Now look at this world today. 7 billion people, non-Muslims. 1 billion Muslims. That also we're stretching it a bit, but anyway. So that is just round figures. So these 7 billion plus people, what they are worshipping? وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ. And what are those people following? Who call deities besides Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So they're following something, but it's not the right religion. It's not the correct ideology. It's not the path of salvation. It's a path of destruction. Remember that. So Almighty Allah says, يَتَّبِعُونَ. They are not following. إِلَّا الظَّنَّ, but give conjecture. They are following guesswork. They think. You ask the Christians, ask the Pope, ask the pastor, ask the priest, how come 3 equals 1 and 1 equals 3? He'll say, no, I think it's like that. You see that? You ask them Christmas, why Jesus, you say, was born on 25th December, but Jesus, peace be upon him, was born in summer. In Palestine, remember, December is bitterly cold, midwinter. So it shows you're following conjecture, guesswork. Your Easter, you cooked up that also. You said 3 days, 3 nights. He will be Jesus in the womb of the sand, and he will be in the tomb of the sand, and so forth and so on, buried. Like how Yunus, Jonah was in the belly of the fish. So he, Jesus, will be in the belly of the earth like Jonah. But you see, Friday, you say he was there. Friday night, Saturday night, and Saturday. So it's 2 nights and 1 day. Sunday morning, the tomb, the grave was empty. Mary Magdalene said so. So what happened to the 3 days, 3 nights? We reject all this with the contempt it deserves. Isa alayhi salatu salam was not martyred and killed, nor was he crucified. Wama qataluhu, wama salabu. So as the Christians, they can't answer this question. Are the jutla harami? Since when you became the selected chosen people? Yes, it's correct. You are the selected chosen people to go straight to hell. See, today, the whole world, every newspaper is carrying the article. There's Zuhar Mamdani, Muslim, they say. Is he a Muslim? He's a Pakka Shia non-Muslim, you must remember that. Anybody wants evidence of that? He had an interview with Mahdi Hassan, and both of them admitted to the world they are Shias, they are Boris, and so it's nothing to do with Islam. But the world will project him like that, you must understand. So what happens is people get caught up in the frenzy. You see that? And they just follow. So we must understand. He was schooling here in South Africa. Born in Uganda. Bori. Bori is the group of the Shias. So what they follow? إِيَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّةِ They follow, remember, conjecture and guesswork. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُسُونَ They only lie and they fabricate and make propaganda. So all these people, Qadiani, Shias, Aga Khanis, Jews, Christians, Hindus, whatever, Buddhas, Bodhis, whatever. Only Islam, the constitution is in its you understand, original, remember that, copy, and that is no addition, no omission. The constitution is preserved for humanity and posterity. By him, Almighty Allah. Chapter number 15, verse number 9. Chapter 15, 1-5. And verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We reveal this reminder, peace be gradually, over a period of 23 years, on the Mubarak heart of the Master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we protect it, preserve it. Millions of people, male, female, adult, and children are hafiz. So we're in home, ask them, when I challenge the Pope, I challenge the Chief Rabbi of Israel, show me where's the original copy of the Torah, the Bible, the Injil. And who's the Hafiz? So the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. Answer comes from Israel, the Haramis, Hitler's children. You are an anti-Semite, you're a terrorist. Go to hell, you Jutlas. So who is Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala? Allah is showing us His power. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ He Almighty Allah made for your benefit, O human being, O people, creation, the night. لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ So that you have sukoon, you sleep. You sleep 1-2 hours at night, 3 hours at night, and you sleep daytime, 1-2 hours, you will see Zameen Asman ka farq hai. Al-farqu bayna sara wa suraya. That night sleep and day sleep, there's no comparison. Because Allah made it such. The person you got is a poisa. Machinglan, we call him. You know, in our local year, Zulu, when I was a young boy, we used to have Machinglan. So that is the night watchman. He is also fast asleep, you see that. We got all these guys here by the boom gates. Junaid Mota comes 2 o'clock, he tells me they're fast asleep, you see that. So you must remember that if you get sukoon, peace, tranquility, وَالنَّهَارَ مُبُصِرًا And لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ At night you'll get that peace. And don't sleep with tablets and drugs and all that. Sleep with Ayatul Kursi and the four pools and Surah Fatiha. And sleep with wudu. وَالنَّهَارَ مُبُصِرًا The daytime Allah makes it an eye-opener. Go and do your work. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا So, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ Take a walk, Fajr time, after Fajr, and see how the morning is breathing. The pure air is coming, so that the birds are chirping away. Everything in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. But the Ummah is fast asleep. 90%, 80% will wake up after sunrise. So, you can lose your Iman if you're not careful. Remember that according to Quran and Sunnah. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ Verily, in that there are signs for people who listen. So you must have a pure heart. I open the tap and you put the glass and cup facing the tap, it will get filled up. You put the glass and the cup upside down. Now, how will it get filled up? So that is the easy example with the kuffar. فَلَمَّا زَاهُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ They wanted to go astray, and then Allah let them go astray. See the Jews, see the Christians, see the non-Muslims. You ask the Christians, they'll tell you, Jesus, Son of God. One group, not all. We mustn't make propaganda. Not all. One group of the Jews, they said, Uzair ibn Allah, Hazrat Ezra, Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam is the son of Allah. Why? Because he by-hearted the entire Torah. They said he must be son of Allah. 100% kufr and shirk. The mushrikeen and idol worshippers there in Makkah and surrounding say, Al-Malaika Banatullah, that the angels are the daughters of Allah. And today you see millions of people believing in this. قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهِ The non-Muslims, they say, Allah has taken a child, waladan, you see, a son, a daughter, whatever. Subhanah, Allah Jalla Wala, in Arabic, the tafsir of it will be, هُوَ مُنَزَّهٌ عَنِ الْعُيُوبِ وَالنَّقَائِسِ He transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. Who is Allah Azza wa Jalla? Read chapter 112, the third last chapter of the Quran. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ He is one alone and unique. Allahu Samad, totally independent. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ He is not the father of anyone. He is not the child of anybody. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ None is equal to Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, in any aspect, in any respect. A taswir to be Rabbi Kufrun. If you say the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or you say any other Prophet, or you say any angel, or you say any human being is equal to Allah, you go straight out of the fold of Islam. You must remember that. So Allah is unique in every aspect, laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing in this universe resembles Allah, is compared to Allah, and nothing of Allah resembles creation. Everything is unique. See, huwa al-ghani, he is totally independent. Lahu, lamit tamlik, ownership. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Only exclusively for him is the ownership of whatever is in the skies, whatever on the land and sand. The celestial creation, the terrestrial creation, America, Russia, China can put their flag. It doesn't belong to them, it belongs to Almighty Allah. Indakum min sultanim bihada. You have absolutely no proof of what you are saying. They say that this belongs to us, this belongs to us, the sea and ocean belongs to us. Then they have wars, they steal the whole Palestine and they want to have war. So where's the proof and evidence? So remember, they tell you the Bible said so. The Bible said so only in 1902, 1903. The Scofield Bible, S-C-O-F-I-E-L-D, printed in 1909. So first time it was written then that this land belongs to the Jutlas and Haramis. They cook everything up, the Haramis, and then they wage wars. So Allah disgraced them now, you see. America and Trump and Netanyahu, Israeli, Jutlas, very worried. How come the Jutlas voted for Mamdani? You see, so he's a good communicator, you know. You can speak that guy. Because you know, politician, you have to speak with a crooked tongue. You know how it goes. But he's still non-Muslim. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ What? Are you saying things against Allah what you don't know? قُلْ Tell them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ Verily, those people who fabricate, who invent lies against Allah, la yuflihun, you will never be successful. Make Sharia compliant, put halal logo, make this, make that. So make all the supermarkets halal. So who's fooling who in the zoo? You see that? We fool ourselves. We live in a delusional world, remember. Why? Mata. What is mata? Go to your kitchen, you will find that dirty rag, that lappi in Afrikaans. No value. That is dunya, the miserable, wretched dunya. Mata'un fid dunya. So this little bit provision in this world. Summa ilayna marji'uhum. Subsequently, they'll be returned to us. They'll come back to us. Then the day of justice. Summa, thereafter, the report, the judgment pass. Nuziquhumul adhab ash-shadid bima kanu yakfurun. Then we will let them taste the severe punishment, chastisement. Why? Bima kanu yakfurun, because of their continuous kufr. Always they committed kufr. They never made tawbah, they never repented. Allahumma thabbitna al iman, wa amitna al iman, wa shurna yawm al qiyamati mal iman, is Wednesday afternoon. Duas are accepted. Cry to Allah, Ya Allah, let us die with iman in Islam. Make that the best day in our life. Grant our marhumin jannat al firdaus. Grant our mujahid in Gaza and in Palestine and in Syria and wherever else. Remember that there in Sudan, grant the Muslims victory against the Munafiqeen and Murtaddeen and Haramiyeen, and Allah Ta'ala humiliate the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Ameen. Make dua for us and the Ummah, and always make dua for yourself. Surah 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servants. Make dua for this sinner also. Ameen. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.